Well, we're now joined by Bradford Bulls player Wonga Blake. Wonga, what a game to return to an absolute thriller, if not a classic. Bradford ending their five-game winless run.
Yeah, no, I'm just happy to be back. Obviously, been injured for the last 6 weeks. I think came back earlier than expected. So we played Hull in round one. So I feel like it was a close game then. Felt like we played really well. So to come back and get the win against Hull at home. And a much-needed win, very, very grateful.
At times it was very stop-start and sloppy. Obviously, doesn't take me to say it, there's a bit of work to do, certainly in terms of that attacking cohesion.
Yeah, it is. I think we felt that, it was one of them games, but we had a lot of players come in, a lot of combinations, so I thought we did well to what we had back, but I thought a lot of the boys that came back, Reeves, having to step in that role when Ethan came back. So, we've got a big game next week against Warrington, so we've just got to be in the game.
What's it like to play in a game like that, where you're going in at half-time, where you've got the lead, but perhaps the scoreboard's not rewarded the efforts?
Yeah, we play a fast brand of footy. So I think it doesn't matter where we're sitting, whether we're behind in points or ahead. We know we can score points, but we just obviously got to... I think that's what it was, just all the errors and, putting ourselves on the back foot.
How crucial and important was your try after half-time when Hull have just been reduced to 12 men?
Yeah, it was. I think it doesn't really... put into picture, doesn't matter if you have one down, the size of Odsel. I thought they defended really well with our shape and all that. Thought we played much better when we were coming out of end. But yeah, my try, I think put it down to Atka and Zaki Eisen. I was just lucky enough I was there at the end.
And then you see Ethan Ryan really putting his body on the line to scoring at the corner, and Kurt's just said he's knocked himself out, he's going to miss the game against Warrington, but he's really playing for the badge, and with all the injury adversity that's happened, he's really stood up in that leadership role in the last few weeks.
Well, this is what I was saying. I think he's probably been our best player this year, and I'll give him a rap today. He had a couple of errors and he could have easily shy away from the game, but again, when the game was on the line, I got the ball to him, he had a lot of work to do and he iced it.
Hull, like you say, defended, never really got away, and ultimately it came down to that missed kick from Zach Hardacre. What were you thinking under the post when that conversion was being lined up?
Zach is a great player, and I've seen him always slotted, so I was just getting ready for, obviously, this game's going to be drawn up, get down there, defend this set and try, get on the front foot and score. And whatever it is, so he missed it. So we definitely made it hard for ourselves at the end there. We gave him 7 tackles, but we turned up.
And you saw what it meant when that hooter goes, when Luke Cooley deals with that Aidan Caesar kick. Odsell, 8,000 fans, absolute bedlam and delirious from the terraces.
Again, that's another wrap on Luke Cooley. He's come in for Ethan Ryan. He's been, and when the game's on the line like that. He iced that moment. The ball could have bounced anywhere. He got on it and, he saved us.
Just on yourself, you did come back ahead of schedule. How's the body after 80 minutes this afternoon?
Yeah, it was good. I'm just glad I came back earlier than expected, because I feel like the longer I sit out, the more time it takes me to get into a rhythm and obviously getting fitness back. So being out for 6 weeks doesn't feel like that long compared to what it was originally, 12 weeks.
It is Warrington away on Sunday, Wonga, and another big game against a team who had a good win against Toulouse at the weekend.
Yeah, it is. I watched that game. They had a great first half, and then I think Toulouse had a really good second half. So we're going to have to be in a game, wide field, and they're top of the table, or them and Saints, whatever it is. So another good test for us, and hopefully, our first away win.
Bradford go there with belief that they can back up this win this afternoon.
Yeah, we go everywhere with belief. We believe in ourselves. I think a lot of critics doubted us at the start of the season, even till now, whatever it is with injuries or whatever. Everyone doubts us, but I think the brand of footy and the players, the things that we do, we keep turning up every week.
Just finally, there's been talk that the Odsell pitch next year is going to go to full size. That obviously, as Kurt has said, benefits his brand of rugby league football, and I'm kind of guessing you're nodding in agreement, Wonga.
Yeah, 100%. obviously wider field, there's more space, and that's the type of brand footy. You could see with the strike that we got Caleb, obviously come around in the back, and then we got our back five, like, oh, Connor Wynn, Ethan Rowe, you could see what they can do when Isan's on the field. So, yeah, definitely looking forward to it.
All the best for Warrington on Sunday, Wonga.
Thank you, mate. Cheers.
This is West Yorkshire Rugby League Radio with Mick the Game Caller Gledhill.